USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. workers filed another 1.5 million new applications for jobless benefits last week as the coronavirus pandemic continues to upend the labor market. Economist Joe Neroff reminds everyone on CBS News.
Continuing unemployment claims, which represent the number of workers collecting unemployment checks, dropped below 20 million. But again, the rate of decline is not nearly as great as expected.
The Trump administration has activated the National Guard to protect monuments during protests in Washington, D.C. Interior Secretary David Bernhardt tells Fox News.
I requested that from the Secretary of Defense, that the National Guard be available to us to begin to protect additional monuments. We will protect these monuments, and we will do it with the dispatch and severity.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back to back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis. He was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had, and he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this would be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive the special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Vice President Mike Pence says the United States has met the moment of the coronavirus pandemic with American innovation. Speaking at Lordstown Motors in Ohio, Pence says the American comeback is up and running.
And we're continuing to see unemployment claims steadily decline across the country. America's coming back.
The Labor Department announcing on Thursday the number of Americans filing first-time jobless benefits, 1.5 million people. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is pausing reopening efforts in the Lone Star State after coronavirus cases continue to rise. Austin Mayor Steve Adler is wondering if that's enough, though.
I am concerned that just stopping where we are will not be good enough. If we're not able to change the current trajectory, it's looking like our hospitals will be overwhelmed in mid-July.
The mayor speaking there on MSNBC, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Political ads are hitting airwaves all across the country from the Trump administration, detailing how they believe former Vice President Joe Biden was soft on China. Rebecca Heinrichs is a senior fellow with the Hudson Institute. She tells Fox News some of the president's criticisms of Biden on China are warranted.
I would say that the legacy of the Trump administration is going to be that there has been a tectonic shift because of President Trump and his administration in the United States' relation towards the Chinese Communist Party. Finally, after years, decades of bipartisan, frankly, consensus that the Chinese Communist Party would just be rising peacefully as the United States and China had better trade relations and that eventually, hopefully, it would politically liberalize. That was the idea for decades. While the Chinese Communist Party took advantage of American generosity and our openness and has been really carrying out this assault against the United States and the American people for decades. And finally, President Trump, if you look at his record, he's got a really great, big, robust story to tell.
NASCAR is releasing the photo of the noose found in Bubba Wallace's garage. The FBI and NASCAR concluded that it was not a hate crime directed at the sport's only full-time African-American driver because it had been there for a while. Some have suggested it was simply a rope used to open and close the garage door. The photo does show a rope that resembles a noose, although it was placed there back in 2019. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.